So you have to get a new tape recorder. Also, basics. Okay. Now we go to the new sugya, the sugya of Nishba Hashem Elokim B'Nafsha. Pasik Ches. Pasik Ches, Nishba Hashem Elokim B'Nafsha Yinu'um Hashem. Elokei Tzvokos. Okay, look at all these words. Hashem Elokim B'Nafsha Yinu'um Hashem Elokei Tzvokos. Look at all the shemas we have here in this one pasik. Yod Kei Vav Kei appears twice. Then we have Adonus. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Okay, that's already two. Elokei is three. Tzvokos is four. And then we have this thing we never had before of Nafshai. That's five. And if you want to add, why do we have Hashem's name Yod Kei Vav Kei twice? Well, really, the truth is not only twice, Elokei. Hashem Elokim. When you have a Yud Kei Vav Kei, after you have Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, then it's Elokim. So there are here six different, let's say the word, Nu'um. Nu'um means the word. Seven different expressions describing the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Adonus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Then there's Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is pronounced in this context, Elokim. Then we have Hashem's Neshama, the Nafshoy of Hashem. Then we have Nu'um. Nu'um means the words. Nu'um, the speech. When you say speech, relating to Hashem, it's a whole different speech. Okay, that's four. And then you have Yudke Vavke, regular Yudke Vavke, that's five. Elokei. Elokei is not the same thing as Elokim. That's six. And then Tzvoko is seven. Seven different terms describing the Ribbono Shel Olam, here in this pasuk. And what does Hashem say? Misso'ev, I detest. That's a very nasty word. I detest. Okay, it doesn't say I hate, does not say I dislike, does not say it's just not 100%. I detest. Misso'ev onochi. If you want to go further, eight onochi is another term, unique term describing Hashem. As the word Anochi was the word Hashem used when he gave the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I detest Eskeoin Yaakov, the arrogance. There's nothing Hashem detests more than arrogance. The Arminoisav Sonesi, his palaces, I hate. What are the palaces? So he refers to the Beis Hamikdash, the Bote Kinesiois, Bote Midrashois. These are the palaces. If there's corruption that is taking place in the Beis Medrash, this is something which Hashem does not like. The Hisgarti Ir Umiloya, and thus, what am I going to do in response? I'm going to give it over. Okay, Hisgarti means to deliver it. I'm going to deliver the city and its fullness into the hands of the enemies, into their enemies. It's a very frightening pasuk. Obviously, let's read that. Let's a little bit more. The Hoya pasuk Tes. Im yivashu asara anashim b'bayis echad v'meisu. If there will be 10 survivors left over, they will die. Pasuk Yud. We have to see what that means in more detail. What is the significance of this? Unisao dodo. Umisarfo. What will happen then is that the dodo here means the uncle, will carry the bones. Umisorfo, now this is a very interesting word. Okay, what does it mean, umisorfo? The Mitsudo Sion says this also an uncle. There's a dode and there is a sorof. You ever hear this word before?
No.
I never heard this word before. A sin umis, you think to burn it? No, but that's what it says. Look at the Mitzudo Sion on the bottom. Umis sarfo. Who? What?
That's
the brother from the mother and the father. A dod is from the father, and the word samach reishpe, which he says is with a sin, exchanged with a sin, is a reference to an uncle. Hu achi ho'em. That's one shada. If you learn with the samach in its the way we have it our edition, then it means an uncle. You ever hear that? Two different types of uncles. Uncle from the father, from the mother. From the father, it's a dod. From the mother, it's a sorof. Or is it umis? I think the shorish is a samach resh pei. The mem is just a prefix. But if you want to wax poetic, so then you can exchange the samach for a sin, and then it means sorof, means to burn, and then it will mean that over here, second parish the mitzvah stuff it says is hu kumo umis sarfo but sin. And then, because we exchange these letters, can be Uritzon Loimar Oyavoy Hamatzil Atz Moisav Min Hashreifa. The one that is going to be, after the person dies, a beloved friend will come and at least try to salvage the bones, that the bones should not be burnt. At least the person should have a burial of dignity. Umisarfo Lohoitzi Atzomim Min Abayis. Now, so you have to really add a few words into the pasuk. We'll see them first, we'll see them in more detail. And a good friend will come along and attempt to remove it from being burnt. The Omar Lashab Yagase Habayis, Ha'oid Imoch, is there anyone else? Are there any survivors? The Omar Ofes, zero. In modern Hebrew, Efes means nada, nothing, zero. The Omar Hos, then he says Hos. Hos means quiet. Kilo, quiet silence. V'yomer has kilo lahaskir b'shem Hashem. Silence. I don't call out. Don't complain against Hashem. Don't have tainus against Hashem. What does all that mean? Let's see the Mr. Zavke. There's a lot going on over here. Obviously, the more vague the pasuk is, the more it's open for interpretation. And we have here quite a number of farshim that have some very interesting ideas. So let's go back over here. We have a lot to go through. Let's just go through this. Go to the mitzudos. Okay, spend maybe just a little, just maybe one or two psukim because we're out of time, I think, because my timer conked out. I guess it was insulted. Amazon Basics must have hacked into my thing. And if China can hack, so can Amazon. The United States, they advise you, they do not allow Chinese cell phones in the United States, because they have found that they have put into these cell phones spyware, and whatever you do, it's watching you. Someone's watching you. They're listing China. Who patents?
The Chinese don't care about our American patents. But
international law. There's international law. There is a system of international law, which they are subject to international law. When you buy a patent, it's very expensive to buy an international. There's a patent only in a country, and you buy an international patent, and that's much more expensive. It's a fortune. So there's a great specialty to be a patent lawyer, to know all the rules and regulations and how to make patents. It's a lucrative business if you can get a job. If you can get a job, there are a lot of people that try to go into that law. Let's just see at least one or two pasuk of the mitzvot before we stop. Mitzvot pasuk ches. Pasuk ches is benafshay. Ritzon lemar beatzmai. Hashem has made us shvua. Hashem says misoev ve'emes ani oev es goin Yaakov zebe samigdash kmo shomar es goin Yaakov ash oev sela. So mitzvot over here says. And the mitzvah says over here, Misso'ev. Now he's saying over here, I'm not sure what he means over here when he means Misso'ev. It seems that he learns, not like I told you. I told you another Mefarish, which will have over here in the Radak. Okay? I'm not sure. He learns right how, not detest. He translates the word Misso'ev, means I have a desire, just the opposite. Taiva. To'ev, I have a yearning, a deep yearning for the Ge'on Yaakov. However, you have been unfaithful to me, and therefore there are going to be consequences. He puts a positive spin on the word mit-to'ev. Mis be'emes, Hashem says deep down in my neshama, I have a love for the pride, the pride, the excellence of Klal Yisrael, the emes ani ohev es goin Yaakov, zebes hamigdash, k'mo shenemar es goin Yaakov. We say this in the Yomim Noirohim, asha ohev sela, which you Hashem you love, the arminois of avol. Here's where the mitzvah stuff is being a little bit more poetic, but because you have committed sins, arminois Yaakov makom shem mis and gim sham oisam, the places where you delight in sonesi, I hate, because you are corrupt, you have betrayed me. Uluchin, therefore, emsor, sagarti means I'm going to deliver you in the hands of the enemy. Emsor b'yad oyev o'ir, I'm going to deliver it in the hands of the enemy of the city. The advarim ha'ma'alim esu'ir, I'm going to deliver them all of the goods, all of the kalim. The gam beis hamigdash b'cholam ki im ki ahavuvali, even though I love it. Ki hoil since v'secherav o'ir, ma'li b'beis hamigdash. Being that this is going to be destroyed, what do I need the beis hamigdash for? Now this is something which is shocking, what we have just read. Okay, this point I'm going to stop, and that is, what was the Ikur Chorban? Was the Ikur Chorban the Beis HaMikdash, or was the Ikur Chorban Yerushalayim? Most of the Mamari Chazal and most of the Pesukim appear to indicate the Ikur Chorban was the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem removed his divine presence from the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now what about Yerushalayim? You can stay. There's no need for you to leave Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is your property. It's your possession. Remain living in Eretz Yisrael. Remain living in Yerushalayim. It's enough of a blow to Klal Yisrael that Hashem will allow the enemy to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, which means the Shechina will leave this world. The Shechina will go to Shemayim. But Yerushalayim is yours. And no one will ever come and say to you, you're an occupier, that you're living on stolen land. You'll never ever have that sorrow of someone coming along and say that you stole the land, this land belongs to the Palestinians. It's your land. It's enough of a Chorban that I'm going to destroy, that I'm going to allow the Romans, or I'm going to allow Nebuchadnezzar to enter into you, to enter and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but they'll let you live here. Either Rabbi, they don't want you to leave, because if you're going to leave, who's going to take care of the land? They don't have the ability to go and send in people to take care of Eretz Yisrael. They want you to remain in this country. You'll have an economy, and you'll send them taxes. And they're just going to take away the Beis HaMikdash, which is your inspiration, and causes you to rebel against the mother country, Rome. So what happened to us? Hashem says, not only are you so evil that I have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but because you're so stubborn, I'm going to give you a double whammy, a double punishment. On top of that, you're also going to go into Golis, you're going to lose the stronghold in Eretz Yisrael. That, I believe, is the simple understanding of all the Memori Chazal. The Ikur Chorban was the Beis HaMikdash. The secondary Chorban was Tzion of Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Here, the Mitzudas David says, Pumvakert. The Ikur Chorban is Golos. Lochein ata yiglu b'roish goylin. The Ikur Chorban is you're going to go into Golos. I'm going to send you into Golos. I don't want you living in this holy land. This is a holy land that does not tolerate sinners. No, really, let the Beis HaMikdash stay in operation. The Shechina will remain here. Don't lock it up. Close it up. Close it up. No one should touch the Beis HaMikdash. And you go into Golos. But I can't do that. Once I already have to send you into Golos, Mimela, there's no purpose in there being a Beis HaMikdash. So you know what? Let me destroy it as an afterthought. Unbelievable. Just the opposite. On Tisha B'Av, there are two parts of Kinos. The first part of Kinos is what? The Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The second part of Kinos are the nine Tzioins, which has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The entire thrust of the Tzioins is Yerushalayim. The beauty, the Chorban of Yerushalayim, nothing to do. The first chunk of Kinos is about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. All different types of facets of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina, resting in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gantz Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And then when we finish the Beis HaMikdash, now let's also mourn the second Chorban. The second Chorban was the Chorban of Tzion. What's the Ikur and what is the Tafel? The common understanding is the Ikur is the Beis HaMikdash, and a double punishment was we also had to lose Tzion. Here it's unbelievable where it's Pumfakert. Over here, he learns Shan Pasek. First, it says in Pasuk Zayin, L'chainato Yiglu B'roish Goylin. You're going into Golus. Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. And now that Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed, Hashem says, so what do I need the Beis HaMikdash for if there's no one here? So you know what? Let's destroy that also. That's the second thing to be destroyed.
Is there a Shechina in the Yerushalayim?
Yes. There's a secondary Shechina, yes. Right. There's a secondary Shechina. There are many madregos of Shechina, but the primary Shechina was resting in the Beis HaMikdash. Right. So I just want to point out over here is that this over here, obviously, you have to say, I have no choice but to say, is that there are two dimensions. There's no question about it. There is a Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, a Churban of Yerushalayim. What is the Ikar? What is the Tafel? There are two different dimensions. In sometimes, Chazal focus on the Ikar being the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and secondary to that is the Yerushalayim. But you see here, there's another dimension, another way of looking at it, which is not a contradiction. Life is complex. There are many different ways of looking at Churban. There's the Churban, the Ikar Churban is the Churban of Yerushalayim. That's the Ikar Churban. And there's a secondary Churban, is that now we don't have Yerushalayim, Hashem also took away the Beis HaMikdash. And that's...
Is Golus considered Eretz Yisrael that's not in the Yerushalayim? Is it considered Golus? Golus is outside Israel.
Golus means outside. Outside. Israel. Outside Israel.
When does it mean outside Yerushalayim?
No. Golus is outside Yerushalayim, outside... I mean, different dimensions, obviously different levels. If you can't live in Yerushalayim, but you can live in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so you at least have something, at least you have an Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
You don't have the Yerushalayim, but at least you have something. And then there's another level where you don't even have anything in Eretz Yisrael at all. Okay. Yeah.
See, in the Eicha, the very first verse, Eicha Yashva
Badad. Badad. The Ikar is, Yerushalayim is the Churban.
Right.
We don't focus on the Beis HaMikdash. Hoysaka Almana. We don't focus on the Beis HaMikdash. You're right. As I was saying, you have to have this appreciation of there being a double Churban. The Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. What is the Ikar? What is the Tafel? You see in Chazal, it goes both ways. Sometimes Ikar is the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes Ikar is Yerushalayim.